Title: Physician Group Practices Take Heed, January 1, 2022 Deadline Approaches for Compliance with CMS Recent Changes to Permissible Group Practice Compensation Methodologies. Content: Introduction. CMS most recent Stark Law rulemaking includes important changes to the rules that allow physician practices to satisfy the definition of group practice while distributing designated health services, DHS, based profit shares and productivity bonuses. 85 Federal Reg 77492, December 2, 2020, the final rule. As these changes go into effect January 1, 2022, and the ability to bill Medicare for DHS is often contingent on satisfying the definition of group practice, physician practices should take action now to assess their physician compensation arrangements and methodologies under the new rules. New restrictions on group practice compensation methodologies, as discussed in our December 11, 2020 critical analysis and practical implications of CMS changes to the Stark Law's implementing regulations. CMS stated that it is concerned that current group practice profit share and productivity bonus distribution rules could have been interpreted as allowing compensation methodologies that may have the effect of linking compensation to DHS referrals, either by directing all revenue from DHS most commonly ordered by a particular specialty component to only physicians within that specialty component, or two, varying compensation based on the volume of a physician's orders for services that would be DHS, were they to be paid by Medicare? Accordingly, the final rule includes two important changes to regulatory texts that operate to preclude physician practices from satisfying the definition of group practice if they distribute DHS-based profits and productivity bonuses in certain manners. Specifically, physician practices may not be group practices if they distribute DHS-based profits or productivity bonuses on a service-by-service basis, and DHS-based profits and productivity bonus distributions can be based on distributions of profits from, and production of, services that would not qualify as DHS even if they were paid by Medicare, g. personally performed professional services, but cannot be based on distributions of profits from, and production of, services that would qualify as DHS, but do not qualify as DHS because they are paid by non-Medicare payors, e.g., clinical laboratory services that are only billed to commercial insurers. Should a physician practice not satisfy the definition of group practice, the practice and its provision of DHS within the practice would likely not satisfy the Stark Law's exception for in-office ancillary services, IOAS, which, in turn, would likely preclude the practice from billing Medicare for those DHS. Accordingly, these recent regulatory changes may have significant implications for the practical viability of many group practices' current profit-sharing and productivity bonus distribution methodologies. For instance, many multi-specialty group practices have long-standing profit-sharing distribution methodologies that distribute profits from different DHS to different groups of physicians within the practices. For example, a multi-specialty group practice may distribute profits from diagnostic radiological services to one component of the group, e.g., orthopedic surgeons, while distributing profits from office-based clinical laboratory services to another component of the group, e.g., dermatologists. The final rule will not allow a physician practice utilizing such a targeted methodology to continue to satisfy the definition of group practice. Rather, to continue to satisfy the definition of group practice and thus utilize the IOAS exception, such a practice will be required to change its compensation methodologies and lump all DHS profits together prior to distribution to physicians within the group. In addition, other group practices interpret the current rules to allow the distribution of DHS-based profits and productivity bonuses, e.g., Medicare collections associated with the furnishing of X-rays to Medicare beneficiaries, on the basis of how the group practice distributes profits and bonuses associated with furnishing X-rays to non-Medicare patients. For example, a group practice might currently calculate a productivity bonus with reference to the volume of X-rays ordered by a physician for the group's non-Medicare patients. If a physician ordered 10% of